Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to our worship service this morning. Just a few announcements, well, more than a few. Just some announcements. We just got through with, it seems like, November. And guess what's coming up? And it's next. December starts next Sunday, right? It's hard to believe. Yeah, but so we'll get these in the bulletin. We got some things in the bulletin, and we'll start announcing the December calendar in the next coming week and everything. We had 32 in Sunday school this morning, which is good. I want to encourage everyone to come and join us for Sunday school. Do not forget, tonight at 6 o'clock is the community Thanksgiving service here at the church. We will be providing the meal after the service. So please come back here at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll have a good time gathering together with the other churches and all and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. There'll be no service Wednesday night. Please remember that. Thanksgiving is Thursday, so we will not have a Wednesday night service this Wednesday night. Next Sunday, I said, is December the 1st. That's the first Sunday of December, so we're going to kick off December with breakfast at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. So what's the only stipulation? If you come at 9 for breakfast, you need to have to be here for Sunday school. See, hey, the young people got it. They understand. Thank you, Heavenly. So please come join us for breakfast next Sunday at 9 a.m. And then stay with us for Sunday school and our worship service. Then December the 4th is the first Wednesday of the month. So what goes on the first Wednesday of each month? Y'all help me out. Conference and what? Fellowship meal. So that's December the 4th. Fellowship meal and church conference. And then we're going to kick December off in a great way. December the 7th is a community outreach meal. We have tickets if you want to start inviting people. Just either get with Brother Tim or myself. If you want to pick them up today, we've got them in packets of 10. So if you want 10, 20, 30, or whatever, if you want to pick them up, and these will be available, but I'm really not going to put them out on the back until probably next Sunday for the fact that we have a community thing here tonight. So if you want to pick up 10 tickets or 20 or whatever, just get with us after the service, and we'll be glad to give them to you. And Tim may have some more to say about that in a few minutes. December the 15th is birthday party for Jesus. December the 22nd will be, and we'll hear more about this, the covered dish lunch. And then our annual candlelight service and Lord's Supper will be December, be Tuesday, December 24th. So we'll get all these in the bulletin and all also. And make sure everyone is aware of what's going on. Any other announcements? Good, well, that's enough. No, no. Any birthdays? No birthdays? Well, y'all missed a treat last week because it was Harold King's, and he apparently.
Paula?
And Paula, and
who
Paula.
Who was the third?
But, and we didn't make Harold King sing happy birthday to himself, so. One and done for me.
I pray for everyone the good Lord gives.
Amen. Them. So, if there's no birthdays, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this day, Lord. And I know that we have gone over quite a few announcements and activities and plans that we have for December, Lord. But Lord, we do these things, Lord, to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and to just to help people and minister to people, Lord, and that is so important, Lord. But all these activities, all these things that we have planned, Lord, we always want to realize, Lord, that We give you the glory for it, Lord, that we want to do them, Lord, to help spread your word, to help spread the gospel, and to take these things that we have planned as an opportunity to share Christ with people, Lord, and to show people that we love them, Lord. And we just never want to lose the focus, Lord, of why we are here and why we do these things, Lord. But, Lord, I do just want to come now, Lord, just lifting up this service to you today, Lord. We are here for one reason and one reason only, Lord, today, and that is to worship and praise and give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And I just want to lift Brother Tim up to you today as he proclaims your word today, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that we will just remove all of our distractions that we may have this morning, Lord, with the upcoming holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas and all these activities, Lord. And Lord, just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, Lord, and guide us through this service. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, good morning again. Well, let's all, if we can, please stand as we sing. Praise Him, praise Him. Hymn 227, if you're looking in the hymnal. Jesus. have faith in God. Have faith in God. In 405.
Thank you. Well, as Brother Tim has mentioned about the tickets, I appreciate him and Ms. Janice doing things for us again this year. But if get those tickets, it's an opportunity to go to somebody's house that you might not have been to before. It may be an opportunity to go to your enemy across the street, or your next door neighbor, or your kids, or your parents, and just say, hey, you know, we'd love for you to come visit us at Wigan Baptist Church on Saturday, December 7th, and the time's on there. But that gives them an opportunity, and this year, last year we kind of did a drive-thru. This year we're going to try to make it more where they come inside and get their plates. Come get them in the fellowship hall. And at least that way we can, because 90% of the people last year, those that were making plates didn't even get to see people. And so this would be an opportunity to meet, to greet people. I mean, who doesn't want a free meal, right? And so all I have to do is walk in and get one and spend a few minutes there talking. Just be a time to do outreach, and we'll have the little papers to put on the to-go boxes when they do take them. We're going to encourage them to stay and eat, but if they can't, that's fine. There'll be to-go boxes, and so we're going to put the plan of salvation on there. We're going to put the times of our church services, and so just be an opportunity once again to reach out to the community, because this is the season of Thanksgiving. Thursday, we will celebrate once again another Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I know that in our country there are a lot of things that are wrong, amen? But do you thank God every day that you live in America? Do you thank God each and every day for the leaders that we have, whether you like them or not? We're supposed to, right? We're supposed to. I heard somebody once say this, if we prayed for our leaders as much as we complain about them, maybe things would change. I've heard the same thing about a pastor in a church. If you want a better pastor, pray for him. Amen? And so I do appreciate those. Today's service is going to be different. Is that okay? It's going to be different. We are to be thankful people. The Bible tells us that, and we're going to look at several verses this morning that are going to be kind of back to back as we go through them. But to start with, I'm going to ask you if you'll turn to Luke chapter 17 in your Bible. Thanksgiving is a day that we give thanks to God. But is that the only day we are to give Him thanks? You know, if we really practice being thankful, we do a whole lot less complaining. You want me to say that again?
No.
If we practice thanksgiving a whole lot more, we would do a whole lot less complaining. Because here's what I have found out in my almost 58 years of life is simply this. You cannot complain and be thankful at the same time. Right? It's like turning on a light switch or turning it off. You either are or you're not. And so you can't be ungrateful and thankful at the same time. You can't complain and be thankful at the same time. To be thankful is a choice. It's a choice. Just like joy in your life, because happiness is just for a moment, right? Because what makes you happy right now won't make you happy tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? But joy that is in your heart, a joy that comes from the Lord, is a joy that is there regardless of what your circumstances are. And so we can choose to be thankful. We can choose joy over tribulation. We can choose joy even in a hard time. We can choose joy in the good times. But we can always be thankful for what God has given to us. We should be thankful for God's presence in our lives, not gift presence, but presence, that he is here, that he cares, that he loves, that he nurtures, that he is a protector, a provider. He is all those things, and yet how often do we thank him for all those things? Because we tend to just lump them all into one. Thank you, God, for your blessings. You know, the song says, count your many blessings, name them how many? One by one. I've often said this in messages, is that if you think you got it bad, hear me out on this, because every one of us get in one of these situations where we just feel like we're left out. We feel like we don't get anything from God. You take a sheet of paper, get the college rule, because you can get more items on the page. Get you a college rule paper, and you get on one side and you start writing down all your blessings. And then on the other side, take a label and at the top, my needs. And I'll tell you what, if you'll literally do it and think about everything you have and everything that you have in your house, your car, your jewelry, your shoes, your clothes, your food, and all those things, and then when you start looking over here to that right side of the piece of paper and there's nothing there because God has provided all that you need, you might not have what you want, right? But he's going to provide for your needs. Sometimes he provides for your needs, but you waste them on the wrong things. Amen? He's given it to you, just misused it. Now that's on you. That's not on God, but we are to be thankful. Listen here. God expects us to be thankful. And in this passage, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus is God, God's Son. And so let's read what the Bible says here. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 says, "Now it happened as he," meaning Jesus, "went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.'" Can I tell you, first and foremost, that is a prayer request, right? He's asking, they are asking God, all 10 of them asked God for something. Have you ever asked God for something? All right, let's read on. "So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Let me ask you a question. How, you don't have to raise your hand, you don't have to say, how guilty are we of being denied? We pray. We ask God to do something for us, to work in our lives, to get us out of the jam that we've made. We've got problems, family problems, work problems. We've got all these problems in life, and we ask God, and God grants grace, mercy, forgiveness for us, and bails us out sometimes, not all the time. He bails us out sometimes and heals us. But how many times do we return to thank him? I believe God expects us to return to give thanks. And if you're not sure about it, because you know, sometimes we're good, you know, if we're in a really big jam and we've been praying hard and God works now, we just say, thank you, Lord. And we're good at that, right? Thank you, Lord. But what about the little things in life that seem insignificant? Do we return to thank God for those little things? Or even for the big things in our life? I want to start this morning, Miss Sean, we're going to kind of go through these fast. I'm going to start out in 1 Chronicles, and I'm just going to kind of lay the groundwork for what I'm going to do in just a few moments. But listen to these verses, and there's a whole pile more of them. I just picked some out. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
He is good. Yeah, there's a saying in church, God is good
all the time. God is good.
Do we thank him for being a good God? Because think about this for just 1 second before we finish the verse. What if God never gave you another thing in your life because you didn't thank him for the last thing he gave you? Wouldn't that change our attitude about giving thanks to God?
Yeah.
If he said, no, wait a minute, Tim, you can't have nothing else you ask for until you thank me for the last one. Remember how you did with the kids when they were growing up? Anybody? They want something to give you. So what do you say?
Thank you.
We've been teaching to me that way. Mama has too, Shane has. But we've been teaching her, you know, when somebody gives you something, you say,
thank you.
What happens when we grow up? Why? We were taught that way, right? I think probably all of us were taught to say thank you, but yet when we grow up, we think we don't have to. And even as good as our parents might have been, our Heavenly Father's a whole lot better than our parents, and he definitely deserves our thanks and praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Philippians 4:6, this is what Paul writes. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. When we pray and ask God for things, that's our request. When we make supplication, when we're down on our knees praying for God to do something, we are also to pray with thanksgiving. Because if you're a child of God, walking with God, and you ask God for something, my Bible tells me he's inclined to give it to you. So we should pray as if we're already receiving what we're praying for. But do we pray that way?
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of times we I can be guilty of this too, so I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. We pray, and sometimes we really don't know what to pray for. But then there's other times when we know what God's word says and what we should be praying for. But then we kind of put it, well, God, if you really want to, will you do? And we're not really praying, expecting. We're just putting a wish list out there, hoping that God might be gracious enough to give it to us. But if we prayed knowing that we're going to receive what we ask for, when we pray with thanksgiving, we're already thanking him for what he's going to do, as if it's already being done. Let's thank God more often. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Now this one rocks our little world. Because how many of you have somebody you don't get along with? What about in your own family? In some things, give thanks. Is that what that verse says?
It
says in everything. That means the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right?
Yeah.
That means everything. Because everything includes everything. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. See, so many times we have a false impression of God because when something bad rocks our little world. Can I say we're probably not very thankful at all? Matter of fact, we probably start accusing God of not listening to us, liking us, or loving us. But that's what Satan wants you to believe. God's doing something big and we can't see because we don't have all the pieces to the puzzle. We can't see all the puzzle, but God's putting all those pieces together. And he knows what is good and bad, and he knows all that stuff. And he's planned out something in your life and he's working in your life. We just need to trust him that even in the storms, he is there. And we can give him thanks in the good and the bad. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks once a day. Once in a while. Giving thanks always for all things. Does that mean just the good things?
No.
Just the good times?
Bad times.
Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. If God didn't love us, he would have surely never sent his son to die on the cross for us. If you don't have anything else in this world to be thankful for, you should be thankful that God loved you enough to send Jesus to this earth to live a perfect life, to die on the cross for sins that you and I committed, that he was buried and that he rose again on the third day. You and I have so much to be thankful, and if God never did anything else for us, that's enough. That is enough. Colossians 1:9-14. Paul writes, he says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Do you see those words? I see, we don't like those three words being put together. Patience. How many of you like to wait? Anybody? Long suffering. That long suffering means long nosed. Is where that word really comes from. To be, in other words, we don't fly off the handle. We're long suffering. We're patient. We're waiting. But how are we to do it? With joy. Why did God put them words in the same sentence? Because our joy is not based on our circumstances. Once again, it's based on who we are in Christ. And long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Here again, if we don't have anything else to be thankful for, we can be thankful for our salvation. Colossians 3:17. Here we go. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You know, we're not always good about thanking people. Matter of fact, we probably would say that we like people to thank us if we do something, right? How many of you like to do something and nobody notices? Can I tell you that God always notices what you do? And whatever you do in word or do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, everything we should everything we do should be for who? Whether it's taking care of a kid, changing their diaper, cleaning the bathroom, washing dishes. Who likes washing dishes, right? But we got something to be thankful, because if you didn't have food, you wouldn't have dirty dishes. Amen? We've got things to be thankful for. But we give thanks to God the Father through His Son, Jesus. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by Him, by Jesus Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. To be thankful means you have to express it, right? How do you say thank you without saying thank you? Come on, I'll tell you. Can you? I can't just look at you and say, you know, roll my eyes or something. That means I'm annoyed, right? That's not being thankful. We express thanksgiving by saying it with our lips. And that's how we come before the Lord. We should come to Him through Jesus and express our thanksgiving and praise for what He has done for us. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We're not only to be thankful for what God has done, we're also to be thankful for other people. For all men, that's what it says. And I know y'all women saying, yeah, you make let that. No, everyone's included in that. And thanks be made for all men, for all women, for women and children. Listen, I'm thankful for God's love for me. I'm thankful that God didn't turn His back on me when He should have, when He had every right to. I'm glad God loved me enough to walk me through times in my life where you didn't know if you could go on anymore. I'm thankful for Jesus, for His love, for His sacrifice, for His forgiveness, and for His salvation that He provides. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit's leading in my life. Sometimes I don't like what I have to say, amen? But I'm glad He's there to tell me that's the right way or that's the wrong way, or you shouldn't talk like that or talk in that tone, you know, like your mama used to tell you when you're grown, don't answer me in that tone. But it's true. He leads us and He guides us if we're listening to Him. I'm thankful for Wigan Baptist Church. Not just the church, but the people. Amen. I'm thankful. What I'm fixing to do, y'all bear with me. Because if I get emotional, y'all just have to put up with it, okay? 1 Thessalonians, this is not on the screen, so I'm going to read it to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Listen. Paul writing here, he says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you, who are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Amy couldn't be here this morning. She's had a stomach virus or something. But anyhow, I'm thankful first and foremost for Amy, next to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Almost 38 years. She's been my right-hand man. She got me through a lot of times where I wanted to give up, not on life, but even as a pastor, just to, anyhow, She's helped, she's it. I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for how she has raised our family. I'm thankful for all three kids. I'm thankful for their spouses and for Ariel's soon to be spouse. And I look forward to God's blessings in their lives as they grow in their relationship with the Lord. I'm thankful for our granddaughter Amelia. I know you say, well, that's all about you. Well, I'll finish and get y'all. Okay? Deacons, will you stand with your wives? Let's give them a round of applause. They are such a blessing to me, and they do so much. And I know there's a lot of people who do so much, and you think nobody ever notices. I notice, and God notices. Sunday school teachers. Some of y'all gonna be standing up down like jumping jacks. Sunday school teachers, will you stand? Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you for what you do. Miss Sissy, she don't get this thanks enough. But every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, practicing. Thank you for playing the piano. Let's give her a round of applause. Miss Shauna. Miss Shauna gets to study the Bible every week when I see her the verses and her do a great job of picking out the songs for our services, and we want to thank you for what you do. Let's give her a round of applause. Ashton, stand up, buddy. I would call out Caden and Jackson, but they're not here. Thank you for when they're not here, that you step in and do the verses on the screen and the songs, and so we appreciate what you do. Harold, Miss Shauna, Sissy, y'all stand up again. Thank y'all for singing, the Lord leads you to. We're coming to his court singing praises, and y'all help us do that week after week, and so we want to thank you for that. Tim Lindsay, Tim Williams, it's you today. Thank you for doing the bulletin. Miss Phyllis went out, Brother Tim stepped in, and he does that, and he does so much around the church here again. Other people don't see, but the Lord sees, and I see, and thank you for all of you. Miss Janice. Yes. Thank you for your work with the youth. Thank you for the cleaning that you do that people don't see, and making sure that we have all the products we need to run the church. And you use the bathroom. Miss Janice is the one who provides the paper for all that. So thank you for keeping the nursery on Sunday mornings when we have kids. Let's give her a round of applause. Miss Jan. Thank you for doing the clothes ministry, for keeping up that. The food pantry and the list that we sign up for and all the stuff that we do and plans that you help make and the ladies that work with you to accomplish. Because guess what, folks? The preacher can't do everything. And I'm thankful for the ones who stand up, step up, and do the stuff that needs to be done. And we think everything just happens by itself, but it doesn't. Somebody does it, so let's give them a chance. Miss Paula. Now, Miss Paula got a full-time job, but she takes care of the church finances and the treasurer and all the paying the bills and everything else, and it is not an easy task. And so we want to thank you for your service to us. Miss Nellie. Miss Nellie on Sunday mornings, even though it may be her own great-great-grandson, when Amelia's here, there's another baby that's here. Miss Nellie keeps the nursery, and she does an excellent job, and the kids love her. And so we thank you for being willing to step in there and do that. To all the ladies who help teach the children's Sunday school, because I know y'all do it on a month-to-month basis. If you help teach children or the children's Sunday school, will you stand up? All right, let's give them a round of applause. Can I put in a side note right here? If you think you don't matter, I still remember the names of the ladies that taught me in children's church 50-something years ago. Miss Marie Thornton and Miss Jones. I can remember them even today, all these years later, and they've had an impact on my life throughout the years. And you don't never know that the love that you show and what you teach. You say, well, it doesn't matter. It does. It does matter. Michaela, I know your mama's in children's church this morning, but will you stand up? Michaela and Mary, when the kids are here for children's church, they're always back there taking care of. Sometimes we overlook that. We don't realize it because the kids aren't here. They're back there. But Mary and Cutter are back there too. So thank y'all for serving over there. Titus 2 Ladies Ministry. Y'all stand up. All y'all. If you go, if you serve. I did that, I'm sorry. Thank y'all for what you do, for giving to the Lord. What you do is you're reaching out to other ladies, to young teenagers, to young girls, showing them what it means, teaching them as Paul taught us to do. The standing in the gap men, y'all stand up. Come on. I appreciate y'all. You know, it'd be really rough having a meeting when nobody shows up. Amen. Thank y'all for what you do and all the help you are in that area. I said, well, how much stuff goes on around the church? Just hang out here for a week and you'll find out. Ladies, just like the display up here on the Lord's table, if you bring flowers, if you help decorate the church, will you stand up? Because you know that, this, here again, the stuff doesn't get done by itself. If you've ever brought flowers to the church, if you've ever helped decorate, and then you can stand up too if you brought some. Let's give these a round of applause. To the men and women who help clean up the inside and the outside of the church on work days or any other days of the week where you stand. I know there's a lot of you. Because see, when a light bulb goes out, it don't get changed by itself. Somebody has to do it. Thank y'all for what you do. Thank you to those of you who decorate the fellowship hall on a regular basis here lately. Thank you to the members of the Dream Team. You say, well, what's the Dream Team? Well, they usually call it the church council, but we try to look at it because when we're planning, we're dreaming about what the possibility of God could do, not in just our own lives, but the life of our church and the life of our community. Thank you to the baptism team, for those of you who helped with that when we have that, and we're going to have another one here pretty soon. Thank you to those of you who faithfully give to the Lord. Because I don't know about your house, but mine doesn't run unless you pay the bills, right? And if people didn't give, then we can't do. And so thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the special offerings and how everyone, every time we've taken up an offering for something, that it's been a great outpouring and support of it. And not that, well, I haven't heard any complaint, amen? But we do it for the right reason. We do it for the gospel to go forward. And so thank you for that. Donna and Larry, will you stand up? Every Sunday, somebody's back there doing records on Sunday school. Donna and Larry, thank you for what you do. I was going to mention Cassie and Katie this morning, but they're not here. Doing BBS is hard, amen. And yet they've been doing it, been doing a great job at it, and so we want to thank them for what they do. To everyone who serves in any capacity here at William Baptist Church, the scariest thing of being a pastor when you do something like this is that if you leave somebody out, and I promise you that is not my intent. So if I left anybody out, I am sorry from the bottom of my heart. But I just thank each and every one of you for how you have responded and what God is doing in us and through us. And I look forward to the next year to see what God is going to do. Here's the thought I want to leave you with this morning. 1 Corinthians. I about fell downstairs. Did I put 1 Corinthians? I may not have. Listen, 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you think that sometimes nobody notices, nobody appreciates what you do, Paul gave us this admonition or exhortation, if you want to call it that. This is what he says, 1 Corinthians 15:58. He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is what? Not in vain in the Lord." Listen, I said from the beginning that there's kind of different service. But I thank you, and I know God, he sees, he knows what you do. And so don't ever feel like nobody noticed. Because even if nobody here on earth noticed, God noticed this. And I'm sure that if Jesus was here this morning, and he is in spirit, he'd say, "Thank you for serving, thank you for loving, thank you for caring, thank you for giving." Because when Jesus left this earth, he left us to be the light of the world. He left us to be the salt and light of the world. And what you allow God to do in you and through you, it is a blessing. It's a blessing. Don't think for a moment that what you do is not important to me, that it's not important to this church, that it's not important to the Lord, because it is. It is. Will you stand with me? Heavenly Father, as we go into this time of invitation this morning, Lord, I know it's been a very different type of service, but maybe today, Lord, we recognize that first and foremost, we don't have a relationship with you, and maybe today we want to be able to thank you and praise you for the forgiveness of sin that you offer, for the salvation you bestow on those who put their faith and trust in you and turn from their sins and follow you. And maybe today one would come forward and say, Brother Tim, I need to know. I need to know how I can be saved. Maybe there's others who would just simply say, I know all that I have sinned in my life. I know that I have not been thankful as I should be. And today I just want to come and confess those sins and turn from them. Lord, whatever it is that, Lord, you are doing in our hearts and lives, God, I pray that you would just be glorified in how we respond to your call today. Lord, I pray, knowing, God, that you deserve all the thanks and the praise that we could ever give you. So, Lord, help us today to start. As we go through this week ahead, Lord, I pray that we would just put our faith and trust in you and be thankful a little more each and every day. Lord, have your way in this in time of invitation. I pray that you be glorified in it. In Jesus' name, amen.